Have you ever written a poem in English? Some of you have written to us in recent weeks, asking us about writing and sharing poems. When I was a teacher at a university, I taught my ESL students creative writing. We spent time learning to use parts of speech to write poems. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will look at two different kinds of poems that can be easily written using several parts of speech: the cinquain and a diamante poem or diamond poem. Let's start with the cinquain. The cinquain poem gets its name from the number 5 in the French language, or cinq. It has 5 lines. One form of a cinquain uses parts of speech, like nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. Let's look at the structure of a cinquain.
The first line is the subject. Keep this to one word. Use a noun. The second line is 2 adjectives that describe the subject. Line 3 includes 3 action words. These can be either verbs or the ing form of verbs called gerunds. Line 4 uses 4 words that describe the subject. This line often brings attention to the mood or emotion of the poem. This can be a simple phrase or group of words expressing a thought. And lastly, line 5 is 1 word that again reflects the subject of the poem in the first line. This can be a synonym or another word that has the same meaning as the subject.
Let's look at an example. Spring, warmer, brighter. Planting, watering, blooming. Sweet smell of flowers. Gardens. Now let's look at a similar poem using parts of speech. The diamante poem, or diamond poem, is a 7-line poem. It is shaped like a diamond. Let's look at the structure.
The first line is only 1 noun. Line 2 has 2 adjectives. The third line has 3 verbs. Line 4 has 4 nouns. The fifth line is like the third line and has 3 verbs. The sixth line has 2 adjectives like the second line. The seventh line is a 1-word noun.
Here again is a description of the shape, the line structure, and the parts of speech. Line 1, noun. Line 2, adjective, adjective. Line 3, verb, verb, verb. Line 4, noun, 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 noun. Line 5, verb, verb, verb. Line 6, adjective, adjective. Line 7, noun. A diamante poem can either express synonyms with the first and last lines describing similar ideas, or the poem can change to show the opposite meaning of the subject. The first and last lines would then be antonyms, or opposites. The second half of the poem could even explore something with similarities to the subject, but with important differences. Let's look at an example of each. Synonym: cat, small, cute. Sleeping, running, climbing. Toys, trees, birds, food. Jumping, meowing, cuddling. Fluffy, curious, feline. Antonym, fruit, juicy, sweet. Growing, ripening, picking. Apples, berries, tomatoes, eggplant. Eating, cooking, pickling. Healthy, savory, vegetables. In the last poem, fruit and vegetables are different. In the fourth line, the poem changed from describing fruit to describing vegetables. Tomatoes and eggplant are often thought of as vegetables in the United States, but scientifically, they are fruit. Line 4 shows a change from the subject of the first part of the poem to the new subject in the second half, connecting the two in only a few words. Today, we looked at ways we can use parts of speech to create two kinds of poems, the Sin Cane poem and the Diamond poem. The Sin Cane poem has 5 lines. Lines 2 through 5 expand on the subject of the poem, which is the first line. The Diamond-shaped poem has 7 lines, containing 4 parts of speech. This poem structure can be like a Sin Cane, with synonyms of the first and last lines, or antonyms can be used to create a contrast, or to show a difference in the poem. Now it's your turn. Create a Sin Cane or Diamond poem of your own. Try to choose a simple subject, something that you know well. You have the structure. Just think about describing your subjects with different parts of speech. Send your poems to learningenglish@voanews.com or share your poems in the comments below. I'm Faith Perlow.
And I'm Jill Robbins.